It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 33. I just want to take a quick moment and thank all of you guys for listening. I've been getting a lot of really good positive feedback about how much you guys really love the show. So thank you so much. I am really enjoying this. It is so fun for me. So go rate and review if you can on whatever platform you listen to, just to show your love and support. Thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. But I'll stop rambling and we'll get to what the show is really about. Which today you're going to learn about some paranormal equipment. And of course, I'm pulling it from ghoststop.com because I freaking love it. So here we go. It's
lesson time.
Today's paranormal equipment lesson is going to be about a 360 ghost cam. Have you ever had activity happen on an investigation just out of camera view? Have you ever spent precious investigation time running cables with multiple cameras trying to cover the entire room? That can all be frustrating, but not anymore. The moment you turn on your 360 ghost cam, it is watching everything around it. You can watch the video live remotely while recording. You can even interactively pan around the video as if you are right there with the cam. Using a free app for phones and tablets, you can touch to pan around the video or simply tilt your phone around the environment. You can even use virtual reality goggles to step right into the activity. Record it all in a stunning full spectrum 4K HD video. GhostStop has professionally modified the 360 lens to accept infrared, ultraviolet, and visible light for superior night vision capability. There is no more need to set up various light cameras and figure out which angle works best. This camcorder comes with a custom-designed charging base, so you can attach it to our 360 Puck IR light or any other 360 Puck modules. There is no more need to set up various lights or cameras and figure out which angle works best. Just set this camera in the center of the room and hit record. As with all other cameras, a proper light source is required for effective night vision. Hi, welcome to my new profession. I am a commercial person. I read commercials. No, I really don't. But this one is freaking sweet. It is on my wish list because it is very expensive. But it is on my wish list of things to have. I would love to have multiples, but I mean, who wouldn't? But if you haven't gathered what it is a 360 camera. So you can see around the entire room. As stated in the commercial, it literally, you put it in the middle of the room and it can see the entire room and it has night vision. It's pretty badass. I'm not even going to lie. I link everything below, so you will have to go check it out for yourself. But it's like a round dome kind of camera and it's very small. It fits like in your hand and it literally, as stated, it sees around the entire room, which is freaking awesome because as a paranormal investigator, it does suck to have to run cables or just make sure you have enough battery power for everything. And when one of your cameras runs out, you got to make sure you go and put the, you know, like it's a lot of work. But with this, dude, it's all in one spot. Boom, right there, done. I'm just saying, you really have to check it out for yourself. It is the coolest little thing. So if you have one of these, can you let me know how good it actually is? Because it's quite a lot of money, but it's pretty badass. And I really want one or two or more. Anyhow, that's your lesson. I hope you guys learned a little something as always. And we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from Cassie Finnertree on Reddit.
Since moving into my house in the last 3 years, some interesting things have happened. I live with my mom and 2-year-old daughter. I thought I'd share some of my stories. A few years ago, I was in the bathroom, brushing my teeth. I put lip balm on, and I dropped the lid. There was a black bath mat at the sink, and behind that is the bath. So there's nowhere really for it to go. It's a small space. I looked up and down that bathroom for 20 minutes, and I couldn't find it. I told my mom, and she came and looked. But nothing. It was a white lid, and I thought, stuff it, I can't find it. I even said to my mom, it's like it fell into another world. I went back in hours later to grab something, and I opened the door, turned on the light, and it was sitting smack bang in the middle of the black bath mat. It sent a shiver down my spine. It was so odd to me because there's no way I could have missed it. I picked up that bath mat and shook it out while I was looking. In the last year, I lost a necklace of mine. Same thing. I looked all over the house, bathroom included, and I couldn't find it. Then I went into the bathroom late at night, and it was sitting on the sink bench, right there, clear as day. Could not be missed. I emptied the whole sink top off while I was looking and wiped down the sink while I was there. I did not wipe over it. It wasn't there. The necklace I lost was my dad's ashes and the pendant. So I have a feeling it was placed there to help, not hinder, if that makes sense. This necklace means a lot to me. Then come to tonight, about 30 minutes ago. I was washing my 2-year-old's hair in the bath. I always get her to look up at the ceiling to rinse the shampoo out. And she says, I see the moon. Which is the light she says is the moon. But tonight she followed that with, and a ghost. I said, what? And she goes, a ghost, mommy. It's right there. Then she said, you have to go. Cough, cough. With her hand up to her mouth, and then made a clearing of the throat, quick cough sound. And then she said, excuse me. I did the cough, cough, and she laughed while looking up the ceiling. I told her I couldn't see it, to which she said, it's right there, mummy, look. I said, hello, ghost. And she said, no, do not say hello. Just say, excuse me. I left it at that. And then a little while later, she said, bye, randomly. I asked her who she said bye to, and she said, the ghost. After that, when I was brushing her teeth at the sink, I just felt this weird presence, like I wasn't spooked, and it didn't feel bad. Just like someone was there with us. This year, my daughter also told me that she saw Poppy helping me in the garden. He passed away soon before she was born. And when I was doing the gardening, I felt like he was there, but I never told her that. After my daughter told me she saw Poppy in the garden, I asked her where he was now, and she said, by the water. He likes the water. Which is so wild because before she was born, which she knows nothing about, we sprinkled the remaining ashes in the river by our house where my dad used to go all the time. This is just a couple of interesting things that have happened to me in the last 3 years. I'm pretty open to anything spiritual, but my daughter seems to be right in the element at the moment. See, I don't know whether to be afraid or not. It seems like in this instance, it's just this person's dad who has passed away, which is honestly really kind of sweet, but also terrifying at the same time. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know what would happen if it was my kid doing that, but Yeah, it seems like it's kind of sweet, I guess. But the whole losing things and the whole going into another world, that feels very personal to me because my mom, actually, she loses things all the time, but it's not her. She's lost tons of makeup brushes and they just literally disappear into nowhere. Like, look up and down, search the entire freaking room. It's not there. It's gone. And then all of a sudden, it will randomly like end up on her bed or her dresser or something. And there is literally no explanation for it. It's wild. So if you've experienced something like that, let me know because it's crazy. And if you have anything to add with this story or comment on, let me know. And we're going to move to story number two.
This comes from Queen_Orange on Reddit.
I don't get spooked easily, and I always research what things are before assuming. But I searched and searched on Google and couldn't find anything similar to what just happened to me. So here I am. I was lying down on my phone when I heard a loud pop noise. I looked up and there was something that looked like a blue spark. Like the sparks when you plug something in an outlet, except much bigger. Or a Polaroid camera flash. I don't think it's electrical, because there are no plugs nearby, and yes, it happened right under a light. But the light has a glass globe on it, so I don't think any spark could fall out. It also happened lower than the light, literally right in front of our kitchen sink. And I don't smell anything. After seeing it, it looked like it zoomed away toward the front door, past where I was laying. And I got goosebumps as it disappeared. I am a little frightened, or feel crazy. What the heck could that have been? Okay, well, I'm a little frightened too. But that's because my son just made a noise in the baby monitor, and it scared the hell out of me. So, anyhow, just a little behind the scenes for ya. Anyhow, this blue spark though, I have no idea. My first thought would obviously be electrical. But the fact that it moves, like it's like traveling some distance, that's, I don't know. I'm not an electrician. I know nothing about electrical things. But to me, that doesn't really sound super electrical. Unless it's like a ghost that's like harnessing electrical power and then moving. I don't know. Let me know. What do you think? What do you know? Has this happened to you before? Let me know. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.